At a roundtable discussion in Buffalo State College's English department, educator Nancy Atwell talks about the state of English language arts education with some of its soon-to-be teachers, current rookies, and longtime veterans.
I had 80, no one got below an 80 on that six-hour exam when they had me as a teacher.
There's a lot of great ideas and experience coming out of this group, but there's also a lot of concern. As Atwell explains, it's not uncommon to find discrepancies between what research says about how people develop as readers and writers and the standards and commercial programs being used to dictate classroom methods of teaching.
There are also real pressures on teachers right now for their teaching to conform to somebody's idea of what's going to be on the test. And so teachers are fearful of losing their jobs. And I think that's a genuine fear.
For those brave enough to mix test-based standards with alternate styles of teaching, and those who are well supported by their administration in doing so, Atwell advocates a workshop method of instruction. In the workshop method, students choose the books they read and develop their own ideas as writers. But it's a concept that can be challenging to accept for those with more traditional attitudes.
And I think that can be threatening to people because it's not clear that that students have ideas, haven't been assigned topics, for example, for writing for most of their lives as students, but also that students can be trusted to choose good books, that they will recognize, in fact, good writing and will gravitate toward it, that they won't just read junk or just not read at all.
In her experience, Atwell has found that when there's a rich classroom library and an enthusiastic invitation to try particular books, kids will read up a storm. But at the same time, she also stresses that using the workshop approach is not a laissez-faire endeavor. Book by book, the classroom library is carefully curated by the teacher.
The teacher is very active in this situation, both as somebody who reads literature, but also knows how to talk to kids about it, and also knows how to move them along to the next big idea or the next great book.
And while students are advancing through the volumes on those shelves, they're also writing in response to specific genre studies.
So, for example, we're studying personal narratives, but the kids are writing memoirs about experiences from their own lives, not based on a prompt I gave them. Or students are writing essays, and they're writing about observations and research that they've made of things that concern them in the real world.
The work isn't supposed to be easy, but it is authentic, giving students an experience that is less about the exercise of writing and more about the practical application they'll experience as adults.
It really has to do with the power of stories and the power of self-expression.
But the structure of classroom teaching and hesitation towards change aren't the only challenges faced by Atwell and her fellow educators. For ELA teachers, use of technology can be troublesome too. And Atwell says research shows that people remember more of what they read on the physical page than they do on screens. While some educators give in to the perceived ease of reading technology, others are beginning to pull away from its overuse in the classroom. They shift towards the workshop method's requirement of reading from actual pages for at least an hour per day.
We demand that it happens. You know, you can surrender to the technology, or you can say, you can have all the screen time you want, but you also need this time with books and stories. This time with the printed page, this time curled up with a good book.
In a social media world where, for many students, a premium is placed on brevity, Atwell says the shorthand literacy of 140 characters must be combated with writing fully and reading real literature.
The kids who read the most don't just do better on the standardized test. Kids who read the most do better in math, science, and history. They're better spellers. They have richer vocabularies. They're better writers. As adults, as citizens, these are the people who vote more. It's been proved that people who read literature are more empathetic. Book readers live longer. You know, we've got a lot of reasons that book reading should be the basis for what we're doing in English language arts.
From Atwell's perspective, a strong English language arts education is not just about looking out for what happens in the classroom. It's looking out for what happens in the rest of a student's life. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.